Chapter 1. The river is swollen and violent. The dead lie beneath. I fix my eyes where the banks close to a narrow gap, and the river rushes through in a torrent. Where the trees bud out with soft green tips, bending in the springtime breeze. Where they sent my paw to his peace. They did it quick. That very day he died to save me. Before La Prise howled in and blinded us, before the world went dark. Wrapped in cloth tied at each end, his body was thrown to the deadly chunks of whirling ice. I had the memory of those waters deep in my bones, the hollow scream of the river loud in my ears, and I went with him, swirling down that giant hole of black. Then Cain put his hand to the nape of my neck and pulled me, gentle, to his chest, his wood smoke warmth. I heard the winter winds whistling through the trees, Cain's heart beating loud in my ear. Matissa put her unfamiliar, familiar hand in mine. We took shelter. The dark rushed in, the river froze, and our dreams began. Matissa's of death, river on fire, shattering bone, deafening sound. A war destroying the people she and I love. Mine of life, tall peaks of rock, snow-capped trees, shining waters. A valley where warm winds drift across an impossible lake. Blue like a robin's egg, yet green like the newest poplar buds. And all of it, calling out to me. Matissa says we're the dreamers of her legend, two dreamers from different times who were meant to find each other. Last fall, I dreamt about Matissa every night. I dreamt she was out in the woods beyond our fortification, and the pull, the desire to find her, was so strong, I risked my own life to do it. She was dreaming of me, too. She left her home and searched these woods, a forbidden place among her people, to find me. All winter kill long, my dreams have been about life, my new life, out there. A small part of me wants to cling to that idea, wants to believe that this alone is the reason she came. But I know different. The disaster Matissa dreams, she believes we will prevent it if we stay together. And even if I don't rightly know how, I plan to try. I'll leave this place and journey to her home, that strange and beautiful place in my dreams. Find out how our dreams connect, how they can prevent death. I fiddle the balsam root in my hand. It grows much closer to the fortification, but I can't help but come out here to pick it. I bend low to pull some more from the bank, shifting my weight to my good foot, before I remember it won't hurt to lean on my other, thanks to Matissa's tincture. She says I'll forget the habit soon enough. The voices that used to whisper at me from the trees are silent. My lost people, the ghosts of the first peoples who once lived on this land, are here now. They have been found. We have been found. But I hear new voices murmuring beneath the rush of river, way down in those cold depths, clamoring under the surface. And they don't speak of life. I close my ears to the murmuring and breathe the soft wind that sighs through the willows. The sun shines on the spot where they cast my paw. My paw's body, so still. I push the memory away and let my eyes fill up with the silver light gleaming off the waters. That once solid ribbon of frozen river is now a glimmering rush, feeding the thirsty willows and cattails, helping the trees burst into all shades of green. With the thaw comes promise. I put that idea in my secret heart and hold it there. I cling to the truth that this river's melt brings new life, new beginnings.